So the story is that the Jackson County, what, Sheriff's Department gets a call? Is that how it works?
Yes. The Jackson County deputies received a call around 5 a.m. And what it was two engineers was passing through.
What day was this? What day was it? Last week?
This was July 21st, Saturday.
July 21st. Okay. So the two engineers on a freight train, passenger train?
Yeah, a freight train.
Freight train passing through Dowell, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was Canadian National Railroad, and they were northbound in Dowell.
And what happened?
Okay. The engineers on the train seen an individual on the track, and before they approached him, they started blowing the horns and trying to get the individual's attention, and he wasn't moving or anything, and they thought that, you know, this might be a suicide attempt, and right before they reached the individual, he actually set up, and then the engineers stated that the train hit him. So they finally got the train stopped, they got authorities called, and then there was a big search.
All right, now, did they have a description of what the guy looked like?
No, they said that it was just a guy laying on the tracks.
No idea about clothing or how old the person was? Okay.
No.
So, but they had a very clear image of somebody laying across the tracks.
Ian, they swear to God it was somebody laying on the tracks.
Okay. And the person sits up in the middle of, not sits up in a way that would have allowed them to, like, you know, roll over backward off of the tracks.
No, set up, and then they said the train hit the person.
Now, they say they hit it, meaning that there was no way that there was no time for that person to go either left or right, right? The speed of the train would have...
They was basically on top of the person when the person picked up.
All right, then what happened?
Then they finally got the train stopped, and they called the local authorities and the Jackson County deputies, the Perry County authorities, and officials of the Canadian National Railroad, Jackson County Ambulance Service, and members of the Dowell Fire Department all responded.
I know, that's a lot of personnel right away. So if this is a hoax, this comes back bad on the railroad. The railroad wouldn't take it kindly. These guys would be looking at some serious discipline just for calling out and making a big deal out of nothing.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, any idea on how sleepy they were? They drank in? I mean, there was two of them, so they both saw the same thing, right?
Yes, and I've tried to get a hold of the engineers that were actually involved in the incident. And the Canadian National Railroad has basically just written this off. And I cannot get a hold of anybody from there. But I did speak to the deputy that was involved. And he says they just left Carbondale. And they was heading through Dow, which is, you know, about probably 20 minutes away. And they had just boarded the train.
So every reason to think that they were alert and everything was fine. And they saw this guy, and yet when they called the authorities from, like, you know, a two-county metro area coming over, they couldn't find anything?
Not a stitch of clothing, not a speck of blood, nothing. They searched for 4 hours. They searched by foot. They searched by four-wheelers. They went down the tracks almost to DuQuoin, Illinois, which is a few miles away. But, I mean, that's just giving you that is how far they searched for this individual.
What was their first suspicion? And what did the cops tell you anything? Do they think these guys are just, you know, having fun? There's some tasty Canadians having their way with us or something. I mean, do they really believe these engineers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I speak to a sergeant with the Jackson County Sheriff's Department because I heard of this story and I heard it on the radio on my way to work. And then when I got to work, I had a press release on it. And I checked into it, and, I mean, these engineers were shook up, the detective told me. When the search was called off, these engineers did not want the search to be called off. They were swearing they hit somebody, and that they just couldn't find them.
Okay.
And after an extensive search with no blood, no clothing, they had to call it off.
So is that where the story ends, then? They swear they saw somebody sit up and get smacked by a train who never was there, or was there more to the story?
And that's where it pretty much ended, but I dug in deeper in this story because I felt there's something more to this, because from the detective and I talked to the fire department, and they all believed these engineers saw something, but so I dug a little bit deeper. And it really, really gets weird here.
What did you find?
There was a publication called the Carbondale Free Press, and I was digging around in there, and what I was doing was doing a search for people that was perhaps killed by a train in Dow, Illinois. Well, I found out in 1941 there was an individual that was killed, and he was killed by a northbound train at the Main Street crossing, same place that this incident happened. And if I can read you just a little bit of the obituary.
Go ahead.
Okay. It says a 50, I'll keep his name out of it if you want. But
no, I don't care. It's a matter of this historical record. Go ahead.
Okay. Is James Lindsay Reese, 53-year-old employee of the WPA in Elkville, was instantly killed yesterday afternoon at 12:52 when struck by a northbound train of the Illinois Central Railroad at the Main Street crossing in Dow. According to a report at the division office this morning, Reese was said to be sitting on the tracks when struck by the train.
Oh, that's where it gets really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that definitely took a twist on it.